You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. It is a Thursday, and as such, we welcome back to the studios my co-host, the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters, Russ Collins. And together we put forth a cinema chat. And Russ, it's really good to see you. I'm sorry we missed you during the pledge drive.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first pledge drive I've been a part of in
a quarter of a century.
Yeah,
a quarter of a century. Seriously.
So anyway, you can call to. Oh, no, we did that last week. So anyway, yes, but thanks to all the WEMU listeners who contributed.
Yeah, $162,000 in counting.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So yeah, if you haven't sent your pledge in, you can go on to WEMU.org and go ahead and make a pledge.
And thank you for making all of our features possible, like Cinema Chat.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, before we get into the movies, something that we do on the big screen at the Michigan Theater with the University Musical Society is present the National Theater of Great Britain Live. It's called NT Live. And they're doing an adaptation, the National Theater of Great Britain, of Julie, which is a Strindberg play, August Strindberg play, Miss Julie. So anyway, those are always very popular. You can get tickets at ums.org, but it should be a great new cultural season of plays streamed live from Great Britain or taped live and then streamed.
It's one of those great experiences that makes you realize how the world is shrinking and how close we really are all together.
It's,
you know?
True. And those have been very popular too, so we look forward to that. Well, we're opening a couple of films that are actually very interesting. So Ethan Hawke, besides being a really wonderful actor that's had a long career starting as a juvenile actor.
Right. Dead Poets Society, I think it was his first.
Well,
or close to it.
Yeah, could have been. He also, and he was in a lot of films. I mean, he's been in a lot of films through his whole career. I mean, one degree of Ethan Hawke you could almost do with generations of famous performers in movies. But anyway, he's a very talented guy, and he directed this movie called Blaze, which is about a Texas outlaw songwriter by the name of Blaze Foley, who many WEMU listeners probably know much better than I
if
do.
If you listen to Jeremy Baldwin, you
yes,
certainly do.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Blaze Foley's life partner, Sybil Rosen, and Ethan Hawke put this documentary together that's really interesting because it weaves together recreations of his past, talks about the present, and he passed away several years ago, and then, you know, it speculates on the future of where his music's going, but he's really dedicated to this film, Blaze, and has toured all over the country, played lots and lots of film festivals, and it's a kind of not-to-be-missed documentary film in a year of documentary films that are extremely strong.
If you have an appreciation of the music of people like Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson, this is going to be your thing. He was instrumental in making them the legends they are.
That's right. And being a songwriter with them and leading the way in a lot of ways. So Blaze opens this week. And then the biggish film that we're doing at the State Theater is A Star Is Born, which is
this is the fourth iteration,
the
right?
The fourth version. The first one was in 1937. It was a very early color film that was directed by William Wellman and
The Gone with the Wind guy.
Well, David O. Selznick was the producer,
that was it. Okay.
And he was.
I knew
there
was some connection.
Yeah, and Janet Gaynor and Friedrich March, and then 1954, which is the Judy Garland James Mason version that a lot of people liked a lot. And then 1976, Kris Kristofferson and Barbra Streisand did a very, very popular version.
Not sure the movie was as popular as the soundtrack, but it did well.
It did well. And then now there's 2018. So the first gap was 17 years between 1937 and 1954. Between 1954 and 1976, it was 22. Between 1976 and 2018, it's 42. So I'm estimating that the next A Star Is Born will be done somewhere around 2085, about 67
years
from now.
So our great-great-grandchildren can audition. Right?
That's right. But the reviews on this have been extremely strong. Bradley Cooper stars and directed the film. It's another music film. It's very similar to the 1976 version in terms of it's been changed from Hollywood stardom to musical stardom. In the first two movies, the actress who is the person that's mentored in this by an older actor wins Academy Awards, and in the 1976 version, Barbara Streisand's character wins a Grammy. And so, anyway, this 2018 version follows a similar kind of track.
I have read some critic reviews that are talking Oscar nomination for Lady Gaga.
Yeah, she looks terrific in this. And in terms of her acting, she actually plays a very plain-looking character with a tremendous voice.
Which certainly goes against her.
Well, it goes against
the perception of what we have
of
her.
But when you look on her in the screen, it's like, yeah, that's what she looks like.
Yep.
And it's someone that's plain, not gorgeous, not repulsive in any way.
Nor but wearing meat suits.
Right, exactly. And so, anyway, the reviews on this have been great. It's played a lot of festivals and opened a lot of the fall festivals, including the Venice Film Festival. And the critical consensus is, with appealing leads, deft direction, and an affecting love story, Star Born is a remake done right. And the original story was put together by three screenwriters, Robert Carson, Alan Campbell, and Dorothy Parker, who's a quite a character all the way around. So anyway, look forward to that.
It should be good. I guess Bradley Cooper based his character and development on a month that he spent with Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam.
That's so, right. Yeah.
Could be interesting.
Interesting all the way around. We're doing a film where the director, Tamir El-Sayed, is coming in for a Q&A on Saturday the 29th. It's called In the Last Days of the City. And it takes place in Cairo, which is a very, historic but very difficult city right now to live in. And this film is actually playing Friday the 28th through Sunday the 30th. But the director, Tamir El-Sayed, is going to be here for a Q&A after the 4 o'clock screening on Saturday, September 29th. So that's going to be a special thing.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. It's Cinema Chat. David Fair sitting alongside Russ Collins from the Michigan and State Theaters, and some special screenings available as well.
Yeah, our midnight film this week at 11:59 on Saturday is Everybody Wants Some. Our noir series continues with Mildred Pierce on Monday, October the 1st at 7 o'clock. And then we've got a Polish history and film series called Days and Nights on Wednesday, October the 3rd. If you haven't seen Life Itself, which opened up a couple weeks ago, that film has gotten decent reviews and interesting cast, including Mandy Patinkin. Love, Gilda is the documentary that we premiered at the Cinetopia Festival.
Right. And Gilda Radner, everybody's favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the original cast members of Saturday Night Live. Pick of the Litter is a documentary about puppies who are recruited and then trained to be aid dogs, seeing eye dogs, and all kinds of service dogs. And it's a really interesting thing. The Wife stars Glenn Close and Jonathan Pryce. Jonathan Pryce is winning a Nobel Prize for Literature, and Glenn Close is the wife who literally gave up her literary career for her husband. And the performance by Glenn Close is
outstanding. Yeah, that's another one getting some Oscar talk.
Very, very much so. A very odd, interesting film, Mandy, set in the Pacific Northwest. It's really quite violent. It includes a Nicolas Cage. It's about this couple that lives out in the woods, and then cult leader comes in and really disrupts their life, and it becomes quite violent. Michael Moore's documentary, Fahrenheit 11-9, opened up a week ago, so you can go check that out. And then two films, one that has a local connection, White Boy Rick, and a film that just everybody likes, Crazy Rich Asians, is playing right now. And
that's a movie that's got legs. It just keeps going and going.
It's a lot of fun, too. Opening up at the Multiplex is a animated film called Smallfoot, which turns the table on the Bigfoot legend, and it, from the Bigfoot point of view, they're wondering if these small-feeted human beings actually live.
Well, that's actually a neat little premise.
And the reviews have been pretty good on this. So it's about a Yeti community that lives high in the mountains, and they can't see below the top of the mountains because there's always clouds.
Suddenly
there.
Become aware that there's pitter-patter of little human feet.
Well, exactly. And so anyway, it's funny. It's got a great voice cast, too. LeBron James and Channing Tatum, James Corden, Danny DeVito, just some of the voices. And then Night School is a Kevin Hart film that is...
Kevin Hart playing Kevin Hart.
Yeah, like you would expect it. He's a very clever performer. It's a lot of physical comedy.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, his character is inflicted with a lot of learning disabilities, and he is a literally very tough night school teacher. He's been consigned to a GED class. And, it's not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but Kevin Hart can always be
fun to watch.
My guess
is, even if you don't like that kind of movie, there's a couple of laugh-out moments in there for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of physical comedy there, so go check it out.
Now, you just you missed the pledge drive because you went to Germany. How was your trip?
It was good. I was part of a conference in Leipzig, Germany. I gave a keynote address about the where the art house world is right now, where the specialty film exhibition is in the United States primarily, because that's where I am, but also referencing that in terms of Europe. And, you know, art houses are about community, like mm-hmm. public radio. And so I wanted to emphasize that. It's really about engaging community and bringing the world into our little world. And the fact that public storytelling is a really deep-seated impulse in the human
Well, again, animal. Hopefully that community is shrinking as you travel the world and take the message forward.
Absolutely.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.